You are listening to the Soul Ascension Show with Angel Healing Founder, Callista. Welcome into our sacred space where you can truly be your radiant self. It's time to get inspired, to get creative, to be who you came here to be. Rise and shine. All is here for you.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Soul Ascension Show with me, your host, Callista. Another 2 weeks have passed. Time is going so fast, even more so with being a mum. The days and nights just merge together. And the theme for this week, for this podcast, is all about flowing with change and accepting yourself fully and wholeheartedly. And this really has been the nature of my experience the last couple of weeks. And it's so funny because the powers that be always seem to bring forward that which will make me really go into the topic and really live and breathe it so I can more fully bring it forward through my most up-to-date experience. And today is definitely no exception. We will be looking at the elementals. This is our fourth special broadcast all about the nature guardians, and now bringing forward the teachings of the water elementals and how they can help us to accept change and accept who we are on all levels. And if you're on your path of ascension, you will encounter change frequently. It truly is inevitable. Sometimes we can resist change and continue to experience that which we don't like, while other times we may freely accept what's happening and move forward and enjoy all the new possibilities that life is offering. And this is the process of raising vibration, for our soul never stops in its desire to move forward, inward and outward. Expansion is its reason for being. And the mermaids, the type of water elementals that we'll look at today, understand this. They see it from all perspectives, and they support mankind more than ever to shed the old and embrace all that change can truly gift. In this podcast, I'll be sharing some of my experiences with the water elementals, namely the mermaids, but we might also have the light of the dolphins, who I feel very much present coming in, just swimming in there with their energy. Also, other beings from the water, and also the water within us. I think we should really look at this. In the last couple of shows that we've done about the nature guardians, we've looked at the fairies, we've looked at the tree dryads, we've looked at the dragons, but we've not really discussed how these elements make up us. We haven't really looked at the fire within us, or the air within us, or the aspect of us which is bound to the earth. So tonight I really want to share much more to give a better overview of what the essence of water is, what it means to humankind, what's symbolic of water, and the water elementals, the ethereal beings that we can connect to support our path of growth and expansion. Before we get into that, let's just pause for a moment. Breathe into our bodies. And breathe out the day. Breathing in again, nice and deeply. And breathing out. Just allowing yourself to soften, to relax. Detaching from anything that doesn't serve. Anywhere you've taken your focus today, anyone you've connected with, just slowly bringing your presence back from these things, from these people. So you can be fully here, fully receptive, fully open. Breathing in again once more. And breathing out. and asking for the water elementals that are working with you, that are supporting you in your path, to be here right now, be with you. And you might feel the presence of dolphins, whales, the tortoise, even the energy of fish, of frogs, and our beautiful mermaid friends. We invite now to come from the ethers and to be fully manifest here with us, bringing in their grace. Loving mermaids, may you bring forward your teachings to soothe and inspire our souls. May you share your wisdom to evolve the current knowledge of who you are and how we can best align you to serve all. And as we open our hearts, we open up to your love, and we thank you for being here with us all. Thank you, and so it is. Breathing in once more, beautiful soul. And breathing out. And I just love to do this at the start of each of the shows. If I was doing a course or even a talk in public, I always like to do this. Sometimes we're connected with so much other people's stories and dramas, and it's nice just to clear that and come into this space. Come into your own sacred space, your own energy, your own heart, so you can fully open and receive what's highest and best for you. And with each of these shows, it might just feel like it's just me sitting chatting and talking, but there's so much more that's going on. Every human being on this planet has a specific role, and every role is valuable. Each of us are valuable. We are all helping the world, the earth, consciousness to expand. And the gift that I bring forward, the gift that my soul brings forward, is that of opening up doors. So what happens is, when we're talking, there's so much that we're invoking. There's so much energy that's coming through from the mermaids, but also from your higher self. And we're just helping to open up doorways. And it's not just in your frequency, but it's also in my own. And it's within the earth. And working with the elementals, we're also helping them in their evolution too. So there's so much going on at subtle levels. So it's really important just to keep yourself really open and really clear to what's being presented in the show. So the last podcast that went out a couple of weeks ago was on the fire elementals, and we talked about the dragons and who the dragons are, where they come from, just briefly, and also discussed their ways to help us to become completely empowered. We shared a special soul immersion journey for us all to release fear and to really rise in the beautiful, authentic self that we are. And now we raise that frequency even more as we shine the spotlight on the water elementals and their flowful way of being. And I really feel this is going to be a very sensual, and I don't mean that in any sort of sexual way, I mean sensual as in full senses. The mermaids really open up all of our senses, not just our clear sentient, which is often talked about when people share about mermaids, but our vision, our hearing, our knowing, our ability just to tune in and feel that magical thread that weaves us all together. They're really gifting us that this evening. Before we talk exactly about who the mermaids are, let's just think about the element of water for a moment and just reflect on the nature of water. So I only need to look out the window right now. I'm in Perthshire in Scotland in my home, and it is raining. This is supposed to be summertime, folks, but it's been raining quite a lot, and the garden is absolutely filled with mushrooms now because it's been so wet. So I'm looking now, we have water straight out. We have water coming down right now. If I was to look further, I would see it in the rivers and the estuary that is around Perthshire, and further I would see it in the lakes, in the oceans. And there's water everywhere. There's water even right now underneath us, even though it can feel that we're on something physical, we're on the earth, there is water below us. And I wonder if you've ever contemplated the water below the land. And last year, there was a group of scientists who published in Nature, the peer-reviewed journal. They discovered a giant subterranean ocean existing near the core of the earth. And they believe this ocean to have as much water as all the world's oceans put together. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the fish, the beings that exist in this ocean, the creatures, the other forms of elementals that exist in this inner ocean? And it's a good one to meditate on. And I'm going to have to do a show actually on the beings of Middle Earth. Not again, not just the fabric of myth. They are very much real, and they are the way that they share themselves to me is the intraterrestrials, and there's many different types of intraterrestrials that live in the center of the earth, and we will definitely do a show on them. But yes, a beautiful ocean near the center of the earth. We ourselves are made up of water. We're almost 75% of water, making it the most important nutrient and the most abundant substance in our body. Water not only is crucial for life, but it's crucial for generating energy within the cells in our body. And just being 2% dehydrated can seriously affect your physical and mental function. And I'm not an expert on motherhood. I've only just became a mother in the last couple of months. But what I'm experiencing right now, I call it baby brain. I just can't seem to think as clearly or recall information as I once did before motherhood. And I know that so many women experience this. And I feel that it's attributed to breastfeeding and dehydration. So I've really been upping my hydration levels recently with breastfeeding, and the baby brain does lessen. So perhaps that is having an effect. Water, there you go, is in the breast milk. That's sustaining another life outside of myself. That's sustaining the life of my son. Water not only is in our milk and in our cells and our blood and our glands, it's also important for removing toxins from our body. So it helps us to remove through our bowels, through our sweat, through processing out toxins in our liver. Without it, we couldn't survive. And without the water in the earth, the planet couldn't survive. It is one of, or perhaps the most vital substance in our reality. And the water within our body is constantly changing. And I always feel that water reflects our emotions, our emotional body, and how our emotions are constantly changing. And I don't know how many feelings and emotions we can have in one day. I know that a given human being can have about 60,000 thoughts in one day. I wonder how many emotions we can have. Certainly with pregnancy and motherhood, your emotions are all over the place, but that would be a good one to find out. But our emotions are symbolic of water. And anytime the water elementals have came forward in the past to help myself or to help my clients, when I worked as a therapist or in some of the courses that I write and share, they bring forward healing for the heart chakra and the solar plexus and the sacral chakra, where we hold our emotions, where we hold the view of who we are, our perceptions, our titles, our identifications. And one of the most beautiful experiences I ever had in a healing session involved a water being. And at this point in my life, I wasn't working with the mermaids yet, but I was certainly open to working with the energy of water. And I remember one day, this lady had came to see me, and I think she had came for angel healing. So I was working with the angels, and if you work with these beautiful beings, you'll understand that they open doors too. They open up a doorway, and no matter whatever is highest and best for that person to receive, then they'll create this space to bring that being forward. And I was over the heart chakra of this lady, and all of a sudden, both of my hands started to motion as if they were a jellyfish. No joke. I was sitting over her heart chakra, and I was channeling the energy of a jellyfish, and my hands were just flowing up and down, in and out. And I'm doing it right now because it was very sensual. I could experience it with all my senses, and I could feel the energy of this beautiful jellyfish that had came forward etherically. It was just clearing her heart, just taking ever so gently guilt and fears and pain and regrets all from her heart, and really, really at a very deep level, just taking out these fibers, these energies. And that was a new one for me. I'd never worked with jellyfish on a conscious level. And tuning into them later, they shared with me that they are healers of the heart, just like the mermaids. And they come forward from Sirius, from a star system. That's all for another show. I can go into that. But sitting with the lady, my client, afterwards, I was sharing to her about the experience of the jellyfish, and she looked at me really startled. And she said, "Calista, I can't believe you're sharing this," because just a few days earlier, she had been on a beach, and the beach was absolutely covered with jellyfish. Unfortunately, they had became beached on the shore. And she was just looking at them, and they were very much present in her reality. And they had taken her back when she had saw them, taken her back in her remembrance when she was a little girl, when she was with her father, who she had a lot of fond memories with, and a lot of the heaviness in her heart was attributed to her father. And it was just such a beautiful experience for her to have had them physically come into her reality and then into her session. So this beautiful being was helping to open her hearts. And there's many water beings physically. You don't have to go into meditation or teach yourself clairvoyance or clairsentience to open up to the ethereal beings of water, like the mermaids or the kelpies or the nymphs or the water fairies. You can just tune into the physical animals, mammals and fish in the ocean, such as the dolphins, such as the whales. Again, these beings go back to the Dogon race, and the Dogons again came from Sirius. So again, we're linking back to that star system. But these physical beings are teachers amongst our planet, and they bring forward frequencies of divine love. They connect us with the heart of Mother Gaia, and they are symbols of the water that you can physically tune in and tap into. You don't have to all of a sudden go to the mermaids, because I understand and appreciate that not everybody feels that they can hear or see a mermaid, or even perhaps believe in them. So you can always work with the element of water through the animals or the water within yourself. Elementals are never apart from us. They are one with us at all times. But let's go on, because I know a lot of you want to hear about the mermaids, so let's talk about them. So the water elementals are nature's guardians that look after each body of water on the earth, from the streams to the lakes to the oceans to the waterfalls. And they also play a role in governing the fluid systems within us too. They encourage us to drink more water, and they resonate with our emotional body, helping to soothe disharmony, helping to clear limitations, clear the consciousness of lack away, and help us to come more into balance. As I said before, they purify our heart chakra and our sacral chakras from self-doubt, feelings of undeserving. They clear held hearts and anger that can often be carried in life. They help just to dissolve that away when we're ready. And you may have thought that mermaids were just the fabric of myth or legend, but they have existed alongside mankind since the dawn of time. And back in Atlantis, believe that all of us living right now have had an experience in Atlantis. It would be naive to think that we didn't, since Atlantis was one of the longest ancient civilizations, spanning 260,000 years. So you can imagine all the incarnations that we would have had within that time. And the reason that I believe most of us are Atlantean is because we're coming back into that golden age. We're bringing back and raising again the consciousness of mankind. And many believe that never before have we raised consciousness to the level that we're in right now. This is true because everything is new. It's always new in every given moment, but don't be naive in thinking that we've never been in love before, because we have, and we were in the times of Atlantis. So our soul knows that and is bringing forward the knowledge of those times back into our current reality. And with this is coming the remembrance of the elementals and the awareness that they're very much here. Back then, mermaids were physically incarnate. They weren't ethereal. They weren't just energy-forming beings. They were physically present. And we swam with them, as well as the dolphins. We would swim with them to receive knowledge. And it would be through communication through the heart and the higher mind. We didn't use spoken word. We communicated at a higher level. Almost like sound waves travel through an ocean. This is how we communicated with the mermaids. And on some levels, it's still the same case. Many people can't see mermaids with the physical eyes, and I certainly didn't for many, many years. The first time I did see a mermaid with my physical eyes, however, I was really taken aback, because they looked nothing like the half-man, half-fish beings that myth would have us believe. Because what I saw in front of me, I remember in St. Andrew's Beach here in Scotland, gorgeous beach, which you might have seen on the news because it's where the Golf Open was held last week. And I think that's fairly televised throughout the world. I was sitting on St. Andrew's Beach and I went there. I've been there a couple of times to tune into the elementals. And this was the first time that I asked to physically see a mermaid, and what I saw in front of me was an incredible swirling vortex of light, water spiraling in and out physically in front of my very eyes, and it was amazing. It looked like something out of Doctor Who, truly. And I asked the mermaids why often they're depicted as half man, half fish beings, if they are so ethereal in nature, and if why they were showing me just this energy form, what was the difference? And they said, the mermaids, like all other elementals, take the form that represents the functionality of their being or their habitat. And as the planet is now coming to a greater level of awareness and understanding, when appropriate, we will choose to manifest in our true energy form, just like that mermaid did. And I still work with that mermaid. She became my guide, Survey, and she's with me right now. And she's reminding me that you have your own mermaid guide, just like you'll have a guardian angel, that aspect of your higher self. You also have, in the umbrella of your soul, a mermaid guide, a water elemental. And when you begin to open your awareness to the existence of mermaids, you may see your own guide in the way that I did, or perhaps as a colour or a physical form. You may also see through your other senses. You may sense your mermaid through your emotions. And no matter how spiritually adept one is, you might never see elementals with your physical eyes. So never discredit your own intuitive ability just because you can't see what other people are seeing. It doesn't mean that you're any less capable or less on your path. That's just the ego. So just tune in your own way. You'll have your own unique way of doing that, and that's beautiful. So in my healing work, I've worked with mermaids to help with change, which they're coming forward today, and we'll do a journey soon for that, to help with change, to flow with change, whatever's going on in your life, to manifest something new, to come into alignment with your God-given prosperity, to clear beliefs, lack limiting beliefs often, and anything in the emotional body that's otherwise stopping you from truly accepting yourself. Truly accepting yourself. And I'd really like to work that into the meditation today as well. So we'll do a journey shortly on accepting change and accepting ourselves. The mermaids also help those that are looking for a deeper sense of fulfillment in their personal relationships, because they can provide a deeper sense of deserving and worthiness. They can clear and dissolve the sense of undeserving and the sense of it's fearful to be loved, or it's unsafe to open up to being loved and to being accepted. They really gently unblock these issues, allowing you to move forward, fully accepting love. And fully accepting love from others. What else can I say about mermaids? They remind us to go with the flow of life. They show us that water never stops. If something comes in the way of water, it will just find another path. You only have to look outside in nature to see this. And that's the best way, isn't it? Just to go outside in nature. That's like the best teacher. And if I look outside right now, there's the rain still continuing to flow down. But it's flowing everywhere. It's flowing down the trees, the flowers, and in and around. If there was enough water, it would all become flooded. You know, that water molecule would fill up every little space and find beautiful new paths. And that's what they're reflecting to us, to always go with the tide of life, to always go with the flow, to never stop your current for anybody, to fit into anybody else's desires, to always seek your own path and to flow with that. They remind us that we have a strength within us, greater than any ocean, and if we fill that strength with love, we can create anything that we desire. Our ancient friends help us to see that there is abundance for all, that lack of such is merely an illusion created by the ego when it is in a state of fear or doubt. The mermaids show us this truth and help bolster our belief in creating a life that we truly desire and that we are truly deserving of. So I think I'll stop there right now, beautiful souls. We will go to a break, and then if there's any callers, if you have any questions about the mermaids, if you've had an experience with the mermaids, I invite you to call in and share before we go into our journey. So I will see you on the other side of this break.
For powerful, on-purpose meditations, visit vibedeck.com/Kalista. Active energy journeys to empower prosperity, joy, wellness, and love to flow freely in your life. For online courses and personal sessions, visit facebook.com/Callista Ascension. Be who you came here to be. Arise and shine.
Welcome back, beautiful souls. You're listening to the Soul Ascension Show with me, your host, Callista. And tonight we are talking about the mermaids, the beautiful water elementals that hold a space, hold such a sacred space for us to accept change and to accept ourselves on all levels of being. On vibedeck.com/Callista, you will see a few mermaid-based meditations. The first one's called Meet Your Mermaid with Chrysocolla Crystal. And this is part of a crystalline attunement series to support your path to health, happiness, and oneness. And all these journeys are recorded live with the mermaids. I ask them just to come through me and speak. And also the soul consciousness of Chrysocolla Crystal. And that Meet Your Mermaid meditation is a really transformative space. If you feel that you have, if there's just been a lot of drama in your life recently, or there seems to be cycles repeating themselves, destructive cycles, or you're looking to gain a deeper sense of worthiness, a deeper sense of prosperity in your life, then meeting your personal mermaid guide meditation, I would recommend. There's also another one on there called Align to Your Divine Self. And this is a journey to increase intuition, increase clarity, and to bring about a more loving, neutral perspective that the mermaids hold up. And that meditation is really good for clearing away any titles and identities that perhaps you have given to yourself. And it's really easy, isn't it, to identify yourself as a mother, as a wife, as a worker, a healer, and so on. But truly, do these define who you are? So this journey helps you to meet your own authentic self, your true self within, through the help of the mermaids. So I recommend that one too. And both these journeys are enhanced with Chrysocolla Crystal, the stone of soulful communication, a very close ally to the mermaid kingdom. And both this crystal and the mermaids support us all to become self-assured. And like water, Chrysocolla guides us to be in the flow of life. It guides us to stay open, and that true freedom is always here for us. Just sidestep whatever the mind's conjuring up and just go with the flow of life. Okay, so I think there is a caller, so I'm just going to see if who this caller is. Just give me a moment. Hi there, you're on the Soul Ascension Show. Is this Morag? Hello? Okay. I'm not sure who that is. Maybe they just don't want to chat. Okay. I was expecting my friend Morag to phone in because a few days ago she's been working with the mermaids recently, and she's received symbols from them, and she wanted to share these symbols with me. She wanted to give them as an attunement and just see what I thought of them. And they were amazing. And I invited her to come in and just share her experience with these symbols, which really feel like a start of a healing modality that Morag is going to channel through with the mermaids. And if you've worked with them before, they can bring forward sacred geometry. They can bring forward ways to just unlock hidden or perhaps dormant parts of yourself, parts of your soul's gifts, and gently nurture them. And I've seen in meditations before that the mermaids also gift people tattoos and symbols on their body, and these symbols again are unique to that person's soul path and purpose here on the earth. So So I guess just be open in this journey that we're about to go on, and whatever gifts that the memories have to offer, I'm sure it's highest and best for you to receive. Okay, so if it's safe to do so, if you're not driving, let's just come into a nice, quiet, tranquil space, closing your eyes, breathing into your strong, beautiful body, breathing in, and breathing out, in, and out. Imagining now that you're standing on a beach that is empty. There is just you. It's on a beautiful day, the sun's shining, the air is clear, not a cloud in the sky. And you look out to the ocean, turquoise green, a gentle calming wave coming up to the shore. And as you breathe in, sink with the rhythm of the wave, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, the water comes in, breathing out, it goes back down into the ocean. And just allow yourself to merge with the flow of the tide. Easy and effortless, in and out. That's it. Just letting go. Nothing to do. No one to serve. No deadlines. No commitments. No stress. You are here in your sacred space, untouchable, connected to all that is divine love, only to divine love, only to that beautiful power of Source, Source. Is who you are. Source is your power. Source is your purpose. And it is the energy of your Source that connects to all of life, that connects to each grain of sand below your feet, that connects to the very breath you're breathing in. It connects to the sky, to the stars beyond the sky, to the planets. And it connects you to the water, this vast, beautiful ocean, reflecting back to you your own infinity, your own vastness. Take the ocean into your heart. Breathe in. Breathe out. Knowing that you can do anything, you can be anything. Everything is here for you. Everything is here for you. And you relax even more, feeling at peace, feeling one. And gently, we call forward the light of your mermaids, your particular mermaid guide, to come forward and be with you now. And you may see them in front of you in the ocean as they gleefully play in the water, so free. The sun shining down and reflecting off their body if you see them physically. And they beckon you to come into the water, and even if you don't like the water, it is safe. It's inviting. When you're ready, step within it, shedding your clothes if you feel like it, or whatever's comfortable for you, just letting yourself merge into the water and lie back within it, stretching your arms out to the side, stretching your legs out, letting the water hold you. Let it support you. Sigh out as you release anything that doesn't serve, letting it dissolve in Mother Ocean. Breathing out. And your mermaid guide comes forward now, in each other's company, asking their name. I ask for the mermaid to attune you now to their vibration so you are forever linked with them, with their whole realm. And may you be able to channel their energy for the highest and best of all concern from this point forward. So you can channel the energy of mermaids into your body, to balance emotions, to bring healing, to inspire. And may this attunement be received at the highest and best level for you at this time. Breathing in and breathing out. And your mermaid guide would like to take you down into the sacred realm of the mermaids, deep, deep, deep down into the center of the ocean. And she shares that you can breathe underwater if you hold her hand. And extending your hand to meet with hers, you dive deep under the surface of the water, so fast, but yet so gentle as you move through past shoals of fish, past colours, deeper and deeper and deeper, past the beautiful mammals within the ocean, past the whales, past the dolphins, deeper and deeper down into the ocean, down and down, until you see the most gorgeous crystalline temple with rainbow colours, in this beautiful temple is open to you now. This mermaid, your beautiful guide, would like you to enter, to come in to receive a gift that best supports your path at this time. And excitedly you move forward into the crystalline temple with your mermaid guide right beside you, moving through to the very sacred inner domed room, coming into its center. This room adorned with crystals, with plants, the most gorgeous colors, energy, feelings, and more mermaids enter the room. They all come around you and they begin to pamper your body, brushing your hair, massaging your back, your arms, your legs, adorning you with crystal jewelry, beautiful clothes. So you embrace your inner goddess, your inner god. So you embrace your divine self, your own diamond self, made up of many facets, but each one precious. Each part of you is precious. The mermaids loving every part of you as they pamper you, and you feel so loved, so supported. Just breathe into this, knowing that you're deserving, knowing that you're worthy of this experience, of this love. The mermaids also bringing forward support for you to accept your sexuality, to heal any past events concerning your sexuality, concerning your personal power. Asking them to clear your sacral chakras, your solar plexus and your heart now on all levels of being, dissolving away any past hurt. Any past pain from others, from yourself, just clearing it away, not giving it a title anymore, not giving it a story, not giving it focus, just letting it all clear. And the mermaids placing in each of your chakras, your sacral, your solar plexus and your heart, a gorgeous, vibrant, clear crystal, to constantly and continually bring light into these areas to continue the healing if needed. And for you to always remember that you are beautiful. You're deserving of love from yourself and love from others that is here for you. Breathing in. And breathing out. And we ask the mermaids also to just remove any blocks or perceptions or beliefs that are otherwise causing you to not be in the flow of your prosperity, flow of your joy. Any change that feels uncomfortable in your life right now, we ask the mermaids to just harmonize and bring in support. We ask them to help shine what the best road is for you, what the best step is for you to take in your life right now, to increase your intuition so you can clearly follow your inner compass, your own divine self at all times. Trusting in yourself, trusting in life, trusting in change. Breathing into their assistance as they free up any parts of your life or any parts of your body, any parts of your thinking that are just needed to let go. So you can move forwardly and fearlessly on your path. And so it is. If there's anything else you would like to receive from these creative, inspiring, healing friends that are here with you right now, just asking for that, you'll know. Hold in that space now. And so it is. And as this healing and empowering session comes to a close, your mermaid guide comes forward with a huge, big, golden clamshell. You place this in your hands, and as they do, it gently opens to reveal a pearl of wisdom that they gift you to take. Maybe you can place it in your heart center or just bring it back with you in your consciousness. And this pearl of wisdom signifies that everything that you've experienced in your life, any challenges, any suffering, any change, it's just bringing forward the remembrance that they were all needed for you to get, come to the point of where you are now, for you to appreciate the journey, for you're now stronger and clearer than ever before. And they wish you to have this pearl as a reminder. A reminder that you have your own wisdom, that you have your own path, that there's a divine order and a divine flow to everything. It's a reminder that you can either resist change and continue to cycle what doesn't feel good, or you can move through and allow change to happen and embrace all the new opportunities that life has to offer. We give you this pearl as a reminder of that choice, a reminder of your freedom, a reminder that there is neither good or bad, positive or negative, there's only what's important to you. Only what's important to you and your path. And we gift this to you, beautiful soul, with so much love. So much love. And it's now time to come back from that journey. Your mermaid now taking you back through the temple, back up through the many layers of the ocean, back into the physical ocean, back to the surface of the water and back to the beach. Know that you've made a very definite connection to your guide, to that aspect of you, that intuitive, inspired aspect of you, that mermaid is always, or he's always with you. Take a long, deep breathing into your body. Let's come back as you move your fingers and toes. Gently waking up your body. Okay, beautiful souls. I encourage you to have a wee glass of water after the show if you can. Although the mermaids are saying, please definitely do. Especially because we're working with the energy of water. There was a lot that happened in that meditation. There was lots of healing. There was lots of letting go. You would have had your own experience other than what we were guiding there. I encourage you to share. You can share on the Facebook page or which is Callista Ascension. If you look up that on Facebook. Or you can go to the Ascension Radio Network page on Facebook. I'd love to hear your feedback and your questions. Okay, we only have a few minutes left. How can we round up this show? Oh my lord, there's so much to say about the water elementals. I've literally scraped the surface. Scraped the surface of that water. At the moment, I'm writing a book on the elementals, and I'm going to be looking at what we've shared in this series, but going to a lot more depth. And I thank you for all your questions that you've put in and all your experiences that you've shared. That will definitely help to open up some new space in the book as well, and perhaps create more podcasts to come. In 2 weeks' time, we will be drawing this series to a close by looking at the elemental of spirit. And often when people talk about the elements, earth, air, fire, and water, they just talk about those four. But really they forget what is the essence that weaves them all together, and it's spirit, of course it is. It's source consciousness. So we'll be looking at the elementals of spirit and what it means to become a master of your own life, to walk the path of enlightenment, which doesn't mean sitting on a cloud and being holier than thou and being some sort of guru. It just means to choose your path and to walk fearlessly within it, which I know many of you are doing, and how wonderful that is and how beautiful that is. But for now, beautiful souls, I think we will close the show with that journey. If you could take a moment to subscribe to the show on iTunes, just look up Ascension Network under iTunes and subscribe and maybe rate the show or leave a review, that would be fantastic. You can also get the Ascension Network, my Soul Ascension shows, on the podcast app. If you look that up on your iPhones, that would be amazing if you could just do that, because it helps the show get out there. I do these shows for free. I don't charge, but I do have to pay for the network. I do have to pay out of my own pocket for the shows. So in order to keep them being free, I need you to help to get them out there and to raise awareness, to share the shows on your page and to rate them on iTunes. That would be amazing. That would be a beautiful exchange of energy if you would take a few minutes to do that. Okay, beautiful souls, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for making this such a great space to share. Until next time, rise and become infinite. You truly are the one that you've been waiting for.
You have been listening to the Soul Ascension Show with your host, Calista. Come join our community page at facebook.com/Calista Ascension. Share your feedback to support others to rise up and shine. Be inspired. Be creative. Be your radiant self. All is here for you.